To our left of that pile of boulders is borderline between the United States and Canada. It's the yellow dotted line on the surface of the water.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer reporting from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Ken and Wilda Hopper started a new adventure called Birdseye Outfitters. It's an evolving work in progress where the couple's headquarters specializes in coffee, beer, and gear. In addition to rentals and sales, Birdseye offers cool, guided kayak, stand-up paddle, and canoe adventures to the far side of St. Mary's River and through the locks on the Canadian side of the waters. Come along and visit with Ken Hopper at the Outfitters headquarters on East Portage in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
We are in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. My wife and I are owners of Birdseye Outfitters and Birdseye Adventures.
It's primarily kayaking, waterborne adventures.
Seasonal based. We're surrounded by water. So our idea was to change the mindset in the area and get people outside. Mm-hmm. So since we're surrounded by water, we're promoting stand-up paddleboarding, kayaking, and water sports. In the winter, we'll do cross-country skiing, we'll do snowshoeing, and maybe some dog mushing.
Very, very cool. Well, let's talk about water sports and people coming up here on vacation that might want to get out on the water. Could I come and just check out and rent a kayak and go off on my own?
Yep. We are brand spanking new, and what we've been doing is people contact the store and we'll meet them at the rental place. In the future, next summer, I'll probably have some of my punk kids out there renting the kayaks. We have a flag showing that there's rentals available.
So right by the waterside somewhere.
We have two locations, one at Rotary Park. That's on the lower river, and then the upper river is Sherman Park. We have a trailer at each place with stand-up paddleboards and kayaks in each. And when I say upper and lower river, that's defined by the Sioux Locks. So there's a 21-foot drop between the upper river and lower river, and it flows from upper to lower.
Let's say you had a family and they'd never been stand-up paddling or kayaking or canoeing. You can take an instructor out with them, right? A guided tour and
yep.
A teaching experience.
Yep, we offer lessons, guided trips, and then if people just want to take their own time and not have anybody with them, they're welcome to do that too.
And then you have some cool itineraries. I know right after lunch we're taking off and we're going to kayak through the locks on the Canadian side. That sounds like a cool adventure. Tell us about what's going to happen there.
Okay, the major draw for tourists in Sault Ste. Marie are the big boats, the lake-going freighters, or the Lakers, as they're called. Engineering wonder, a 1,000-foot steel vessel that floats and carries 70,000 tons of iron ore is pretty amazing. But there's more to Sault Ste. Marie than that. So what we'll do is put in at a city-owned park, Sherman Park, public beach, and we'll go from there to a couple old sites that are kind of environmental success stories. It used to be a tannery in one place. We'll stop there, make sure everybody's got their bearings, explain what the rest of the trip is going to do, and then we'll go across the shipping channel over into Canadian waters, and we will call the Canadian lock historic Sault Ste. Marie Canal, and we'll lock through, which means we'll go into the lock, they'll shut the doors behind us, we'll drop 21 feet, and then they'll open the gates on the other side, and we'll continue paddling down the St. Mary's River, which is an operating harbor.
So they're going to close and open and lower and raise the locks for three of us in kayaks.
Yeah, yep, they do that for wreck boats. You can't go through the American locks in a kayak. That has to be commercial vessels going through the American locks.
Thank heavens for the Canadians.
Yeah, well, for our benefit, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody's. It's a great trip. People have had good experiences, never had a bad thing to say about it, so.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited to do it. So tell us anything more about your operation and what you have envisioned. I'm envisioning bicycles.
Just had a guy in the shop looking at a gravel grinder. It's kind of the newest thing. So it isn't the most bike-friendly area, meaning there's not a lot of shoulder to go on. And these gravel grinder get the efficiency of a road bike, but if you go off into the shoulder, you're not going to pop a tire. And they're made for going back roads and on the road as well.
Are they the big fat tire ones?
No, but we've got some of the fat tire bikes too. Those are winter and sand. Those are like the monster trucks of bikes. So.
Very cool. Anything you want to add about your operation and what you'd plan for next season?
The concept behind the store is something we developed over time. We've had this vision for a long time. And what we did was incorporate a cafe with an outfitter outdoor store with an operational bar. So one of our slogans, one we kind of hang our hat on, is coffee, beer, and gear. People love it. I've had many people come into the store and say, I don't think I ever have to leave this place. I can start out in the morning with coffee. And now we're incorporating barbecue, charcuterie boards. So the idea is just to make it a destination shopping place. And I've gone shopping with my wife enough to know that she wants to touch every article of clothing. And I may look for the nearest watering hole. Well, we've got it right there. So in the future, we want to expand our operations and offer more to get people outside. That's our goal.
Very cool. For further information?
We are located at 107 East Portage Avenue, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And website is birdseyeoutfitters.com. Email, birdseyeoutfitters@gmail.com. We're going to have other sites, Bird's Eye Adventures and birdseyeadventures@gmail.com. And Facebook is our major form of communication advertising right now.
And where did Bird's Eye come from?
It was encapsulates our vision, because you've got bird's eye view of the area. And one of the tree species around here, it isn't species, it's just kind of a, it just happens, and it's gold. It's bird's eye maple.
I love bird's eye maple, yeah.
It works well, so we'll be incorporating some of that wood into the shop as well. We've got that rustic feel. People have commented when they come through the door, they don't feel like they're in Sault Ste. Marie anymore. And that's quite a compliment to us, so.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Melissa Corbin reporting from Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.